From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. In the studios of the Michigan Talk Network, being brought to you by Conquest Sense out of Davidson, Michigan, makers of Evercalm, VS1, and some other great products. Also, our friends at the United Deer Farmers of Michigan helping us out again for 2021. And as always, our friends at Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. So much good news about to come out of that place, out of that tiny little, it's actually not really tiny. It's a small gun store. You go there, you get yourself in line. They'll give you a little bump on your cell phone so you don't have to wait outside. You can wait in your car. You can go do some stuff in Mason or whatever. Maybe look at their website, notjustguns.com. And when it's your turn, they'll give you a little five-minute heads up before it's time for you to come in. They're doing their due diligence with the social distancing and keeping to capacity as we get through this madness the 1 year of the 9 weeks to flatten the curve. Or whatever the hell it was. But we are, they're still moving on, man, and they're still doing some great business. And don't forget their Wednesday night auctions as well at notjustguns.com. Very happy to have them on board along with everyone else. And, we finally got some ice, at least in our area here in the Lansing area, our landlocked Lansing area. But there's still ice around here. Been getting some good reports from Houghton Lake and Lake Mitchell and Cadillac up in that area from, some friends up there, and like I said, finally down here, we got some ice, although there were some slushy conditions in some of the lower state lakes. So please, as always, as we always preach, use caution when you go out and about for ice fishing. And we're getting to that magical time of spearing through the ice. We've got the sturgeon season coming up, the sturgeon on Black Lake spearing season, which lasts about 8 minutes. Normally, because we have a very small amount of lake sturgeon we can take. And now we've got pike coming up, spearing through the ice. And we're going to talk with our good friend Keith Stanton from pikespearing.com. And again, Keith, welcome back, buddy. And my internal clock went off and says, hey, I got to call Keith.
Yeah, it was great to hear from you. As soon as I did, I look forward to talking with you every year, Duran. So I'm glad that you contacted me. And I haven't been able to spear much, so I'm ready to talk spearing, and then when we hang up, I'm actually headed out spearing. So
nice.
Hopefully you'll bring me some luck.
Well, hopefully we'll get a report that things went well. I mean, and this has been a tough season because normally, you've already done the Ultimate Fishing Show, which has been put back to March. I'm sorry, the Ultimate Sports Show, which has been put back to March, right close to the Ultimate Fishing Show, which will take place in Grand Rapids, Ultimate Sports Show. Okay. Stop that. I feel like Willy Wonka. Reverse that. Ultimate Sports Show, Grand Rapids. Ultimate Fishing Show, Novi. Both coming up in March. So there. But
you got it.
Yeah, but normally by now we've already seen you and talked to you at these locations. But again, we are running a little behind.
Yeah, and it was, I was disappointed that we couldn't do the fishing show this year. I mean, obviously, for obvious reasons, it's nobody's fault. But I was disappointed we couldn't. On the flip side of that, every year I'm preparing for that show, and I'm not able to go out and get that early ice bite. So I was super excited to know that, hey, this year I'm going to be able to, be out there fishing when everyone else is. And then we didn't have any ice. So it was kind of a perfect 2020 carryover. It was, a double whammy for us. But we've got it now, but I am surprised at how slow and how long it's taken for us down here to get it. The weather's been fairly cold, I would have thought. But again, like you said, use caution because you go out on these lakes thinking it's, the end of January, it's cold, and there's only 3 inches of ice. You definitely got to be careful.
Yeah, we've had the perfect storm to not have ice this year with warmer temperatures, getting colder temperatures, making a little bit of ice and then getting that blanket of snow to insulate what's really not being made underneath. So,
this snow didn't help us at all.
No.
We finally were making ice. We had a cold night last night. yeah, the snow did not help, but here we are. What are you going
to
do?
But let's dive right into this, man, because we got people that are chomping at the bit to get out, and you know, you've let's just say for all arguments that you're got out there, you've got your hub style shack set up or whatever it is you're going to do. You got your hole out there, getting your decoys. You know, you have your own line of decoys, and it's important because action is everything on these things.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, you know, just like in the summer, you know, you're ripping lures through the water and just try to get their attention, get an aggression strike. So, yeah, the decoy is very important, or whatever you put down the hole. One of the things that it blows my mind, and I've been selling a ton of these, and we just had to make a bunch more, is these golf ball teasers. Have you seen these, Duran?
No, I haven't.
It's a golf ball painted, and then you put some type of spoon, like picture an old classic Daredevil spoon, but with no hooks. You put that underneath it, you know, affixed, you know, by like a split ring, and then you spin it from what's called a teaser tube. It's just a mechanical thing that spins around nice and slow off a D battery. And this thing just stays down there, and it attracts pike like it's crazy how they just come in real slow and look at it. They don't hit it. But that is all the rave right now, and I cannot keep them in stock, these golf ball teasers. You'll have to check them out. It's something else.
That's crazy. I mean, normally you want to keep your golf balls away from the water.
Well, I tell people they like Titleist better, and people always look at me and, why is that? And it's a joke, but no one ever gets it. But yeah, it's one of those things. I think it started in Minnesota, and it's one of those things where, you know, you had somebody that was sitting in the shanty for so long thinking, I wonder if this would work, and then, you know, next thing you know, people are spearing pike over them. So it's flash and just getting something different down that hole and just something to, you know, they're curious by nature. If you can get them to come in and take a peek, you're force feeding them with a spear. You don't have to get them to bite it. So whatever you got.
You know, that's really interesting that, I mean, that's a thing, you know what I mean, with the golf ball and the spoon. And, you know, normally we would say that takes a lot of time for somebody to come up with something like that. And, well, when you're ice fishing Minnesota, you've got that kind of time.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And it's very, you know, guys were trying to get me to make them for a few years. And I'm not making a golf ball, you know. Anyone's got a golf ball, but I'll be danged. You know, last year was the first year I made them, I think, and I sold out. So I made a bunch more, and within a month we sold out this year. So I thought, all right, I guess this is a thing.
Well, that's awesome, man. That's good to hear. And, of course, are they available on your website at pikespearing.com?
Yes. Yep, they are. What is left? There are a few left, and we may make a few more this year just because they sell so good. But, you know, Minnesota, their spearing season ends, I believe, on the 14th or right around there of February because they start a lot earlier than we do. So, you know, about the time Michigan picks up, they kind of die off. So I don't know if I'll end up making any more or not. We may just go with what we have. But they are available on the website. Yep.
That's pretty cool. Pikespearing.com is where you can find everything for Keith Stanton, the pike killer lures and the your decoys that you make yourself. And you know, the colors, Keith, always really kind of get me. I mean, there's no just, you know, it's not like typical fish colors. These are bright, vibrant, like, you know, eye-catching to us. And I can only imagine what they look like underwater colors.
Yeah, I mean, most of mine, I'm not real artistic, so most of mine look like a five-year-old painted them, and that's fine. but, you know, and guys make them very realistic, and I've just found that, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. I like bright, flashy, gaudy, something to draw attention. I don't need to trick them into coming in and eating it. I just need them to come in and take a look. So I've just always had good success with those, just bright, crazy-looking. You know, they're coming in and looking at golf balls. Well, they're just, you
sure.
know, they're coming in to see if it's something they want to eat. And that's all you need for them to do when you're spearing is just to come take a look. So, yeah, I like most of my decoy schemes. I don't have anything real natural looking. It's
right.
All crazy, gaudy, bright, flashy, look at me kind of stuff.
Exactly. And especially that Van Halen tribute that you've got on there.
Eddie.
The red and white. We're going to talk more with Keith Stanton here in a couple of minutes. In the meantime, while these are running and everybody's telling you how great their product is, you go to pikespearing.com, and we'll be right back with Keith Stanton here on Wild Michigan.
you can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Durant Martinez. Ah, what a day, what a day. I'm going to say this. I don't even know if I should say it, but it's funny because, sometimes, your day is going out great, and apparently you've just ruined somebody else's. So to the DoorDash guy in Holt, second is first loser. That's all I'm going to say. That's between me and the DoorDash guy. But anyway, I'm Duran Martinez. Welcome back to Wild Michigan. And thanks to our friends at Not Just Guns providing us this great opportunity to speak with you. And we're speaking with Keith Stanton right now on the Conquest Sense Hotline. And having a good day, getting ready to talk about some pike spearing because the sun, despite the cold, Keith, we've had some really cold nights, but the sun is coming out today. But you kind of like a little more overcast for pike spearing, I'm assuming.
It is so hit or miss. I've had good days both, but it seems like my bigger fish have came in snowstorms, believe it or not, for whatever reason. And maybe it was the day and the spot and the stars all have to align. When you're sitting on a 2x3 piece of real estate over a huge lake, so much luck is involved with it, Duran,
Mm-hmm.
I would rather see some overcast. It just seems like the fish are a little less spooky. There's a little fewer shadows in your shanty. Using these hub styles, they do let a little bit of light in, so you do have to be careful. Just like with any of the outdoor activities, any day doing that is better than a day at work. So we're going today.
Well, here's the other thing, too. With these hub styles, I've seen spears. Keith, I've seen spears that are like 12 feet long, but I'm not seeing that happening in a hub style, even though you might have a double wide with like, a slide out and expando and stuff. But it seems that you're still limited with height space.
Yeah, you definitely are. A lot of those longer spears that you see were lake specific. If you've got a lake, there are some lakes where you got to spear deep, and so they get that longer spear. And the whitefish spear fishermen, they all use really long spears. Our pike spears are a little over 4 foot, so they fit nice in the hub style. And the benefit, especially here with our ice and the way things are, the hub styles are just so much more efficient to run than the old wooden style shanties. Because of that freeze and thaw, and if you have a wooden shanty out there, you constantly have to be tending to it. And the hub style gives you that ability to lake hop. And I really attribute that lake hopping to my success on being able to get on big fish. For whatever reason, it just seems like, you just have more mobility, and that's just a good thing when you're spearing.
Keith Stanton, pikespearing.com is his website. If you've made it to any of the Detroit shows in the past, you've seen him there. Or maybe on Michigan Outdoors with our friends Jimmy and Jenny. He's been on there quite a few times as well and getting ready to go out. And there seems to be, Keith, a magical time of year for pike spearing. And I always attribute that to mid-February as things are starting to warm up a little bit, maybe around their spawning time or getting ready to spawn time.
Yes, I would agree with you 100% on that. Right now we're getting close to that. I call it just a dormant time. We're getting close to where they're just not active and aggressive as much. There will be days when they are, but usually that February lull happens. And I know this mainly because I do a lot of jig fishing mm-hmm. with my underwater camera. And, you'll draw in a bunch of pike on any given day, and they just won't eat. But it seems like something happens. I don't know if it's that longer sunlight happening. But, yes, about mid-February, from mid-February to the end of season, which is March 15th here in Michigan, it is usually just gangbusters. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, it is. It is that time, too. That's when we did our best, tip-up fishing for pike was around that time. You're getting into these longer days, which, believe me, for my mental health alone has been wonderful. But, you're getting into that time, whatever time it is exactly. For them, it's like a switch turns on. It's kind of like the rut in fall. You've got what Tom Nelson, our good friend, says, refers to the October lull, which we didn't have last year. But we just, you know, it's just like that switch turns on internally for them, and then they start going all over again.
Yeah, and I'm sure it does definitely, like you said, have to do with spawn as well, because that is when you're getting a lot of those bigger females. And, yeah, it's just, it is a great time of year, especially the warmer temperatures. If we just get the ice, and I have a feeling that we're not going to be able to enjoy that March spearing this year unless something drastically changes with the weather here.
Yeah, we might see a warm-up come that, gee, would be disappointing. Forgive my enthusiasm, but...
To say the least. Yeah, all right. Now, I miss the sarcasm there, but right. I get it now.
Well, you know, we've been cooped up in the house for like a year, you know, and it's, I mean, although there's all kinds of great outdoor activities to be had, you know, as we talked off air about the type of business I'm in, you know, I rely on being out and looking and for things to buy and sell. But, man, this is always exciting to talk to you because we get to see you at the shows coming up again, and you're going to go out and hopefully share some pictures. Pikespearing.com is where you can find Keith Stanton. And aside from the golf ball thing, I mean, that just blows my mind that that's actually a thing and it's doing well. But, I mean, you've always had success with your jigging lures that you make and your decoys.
Yeah, we've done really well with them, the lures, both on tip-ups and, you know, just out jigging for pike. And so we're trying a new lake today, actually, Duran. So it's going to be interesting to see if I still got it. We haven't been exploring any new lakes for a couple of years now. So it's I'm looking forward to the challenge today. And we'll use a lot of those lures just to kind of spot check to see if there's any fish in the area. So yeah, we are raring and ready to go, and hopefully I will be able to float you some pictures of a nice pike.
No, we'll be happy to share them on our website and our Facebook page as well, wildmichiganradio.com, for all the links and everything else, to the people we talk about and talk to. And of course the Facebook page will keep you updated on that. Real quickly, Keith, before I cut you loose, to do some, spearing today and some looking, if you will. I want to close out with safety. As you know, you mentioned that 2x3 foot hole that you're putting in the ice. I mean, aside from, you know, from putting the ice back or whatever, there's got to be a marker or something that you're putting out there. How do we go about doing that?
I'm glad you brought that up because that is probably the most important, part of spearfishing. For instance, today, Duran, I'm going to a lake that I haven't been to. I'm not sure. Usually what we do is you grab tree branches or sticks and you put them in the hole when you're done. Even if you put your block of ice back in the hole, 2x3 is perfect size for a kid to fall through and an adult for that matter. So you always want to mark your hole with some sticks. Now, the lake we're going to today, I have not been there, so we actually have sticks in the truck right now. We're going prepared, and we'll drag them right out with us so that we're sure we can mark that hole when we leave. It's very important.
Yeah, that was always one of the things I was taught. When you see some brush or something right there in the middle of the lake or around the edge of the lake, something, stay away from it because usually somebody's been spearing in that area. So
you got it.
Keith Stanton, we appreciate you as always, man. Pikespearing.com is where you can find him. And, dude, good luck today. Want to see some pictures or at least something of you having a good time.
I'll see what I can do. Thanks for having me, Duran.
All right, man, more coming your way here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
I still believe.
Hey, Michiganiacs, this is your blood brother Ted Nugent celebrating the almighty Michigan Spirit of the Wild with my blood brother Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan. Go Wild.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, being brought to you by Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. Very happy to have those guys on. Again, going to talk with Mike Green before too long on the show. The next couple of weeks, got a lot of big things happening. We're very happy to be bringing all of that to you. And be sure to check them out online, notjustguns.com, and on their website. Their website, of course, their Wednesday night auctions as well. But we're going to bring an old friend back here on the show. I'm not saying he's old. I'm just saying we've known each other for quite a while here on the show. And his name is Coach Mark Paulson from Wilderness Athlete. Coach, welcome back, and a happy 2021 to you, sir.
Duran, great to talk to you again. Glad to be on your show.
Man, you guys, now, it's funny because everybody in business that I've talked to, a lot of people that I know, everybody's saying the same thing, that they had a fantastic year, despite everything, in 2020. It was just a fantastic year. Wilderness Athlete, of course, absolutely no stranger to the success of businesses as well.
Well, no, you're right. It is a bit of a phenomenon in our category, you know, with what we would call superior nutritional supplements to help people get healthy and perform physically. I mean, we doubled the company. I mean, I pushed me over with a feather. I wouldn't have guessed that on the surface, Duran. But when you look at the underlying problems that we had in this country with this COVID, what it exposed is a soft underbelly of a very unhealthy nation. And so when people are out there looking for products that can help them, you know, when they talk about vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc and all those things, and our hydration product has all that. And so long story short, we are at the right place at the right time, and I expect that will continue into 2021.
You know, Coach, I started using Wilderness Athlete a long time. When you guys were first coming out, you know, I started using it at the time for weight loss and when I was working out and things of that nature. Well, you know, unfortunately, I've kind of, because of my life, I've gotten away from those things. I'm trying to ease myself back into them because everything's very different now. But the one thing that has stayed consistent was the use of the Energy and Focus Hydrate and Recover powders, one scoop of each in an ice-cold glass of water. That is the first thing that enters my body every day. And mind you, this is me buying the stuff off the shelf or getting it through the website at wildernessathlete.com. And I can't make endorsements that the FDA has not approved, but I will say this, as much as I've been exposed to people and around large groups of people and the like, I honestly think that I've had an upper hand throughout this whole thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's and the proof's in the pudding, isn't it, Duran? I mean, you put good stuff in your body, it should make you feel better and have that exact effect. And we all know that there's, you know, people are looking for healthy alternatives to some of the more toxic, caustic products in the marketplace that do work. They're just not very good for you.
Mm-hmm.
They cause adrenal fatigue and a host of issues. You know, once you start down that health slope, it can just cascade into one problem after another. So we're very proud of the products we make. I mean, if there's some science that comes to the attention of our formulators and our research board that needs to be addressed, then we'll readdress products that we're currently putting in the marketplace. But I would say, and of course I'm biased, but we're the preeminent real quality supplement company in the country. And you're talking to guys, you know, I coached college and professional athletes for 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Trust me.
Oh, I can imagine. You know, and like I said, I don't drink coffee. I don't drink alcohol. And it's not because I'm against either one of them. It's just, one, I've never been a big coffee fan. Two, alcohol, you know, okay, I've had my run with that. I just don't find time for it anymore. But this, when I take those two products first thing in the morning, it is an all-day, I mean, long-sustaining, healthy energy that I'm getting. And my wife takes it every morning. It's like the first thing, and that is honestly the very first thing. Eyes open, off to the refrigerator for cold water and mixing it. And then all the other things that go with it are just bonuses.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, Duran, is I talked to Dr. Harry Preuss. He's arguably the number one nutritionist in the world, and he heads up our formulations board, research board. And he asked me one time, he said, Coach P, what do you think the number one criteria is for weight loss? And I thought, calorie reduction or exercise. I mean, the things that are fairly logical to all of us. And he said, no, it's energy. When people have energy, they're moving. They're not sitting. They make better decisions. They feel better about themselves. It's, again, it's a host of things. So you see why this energy market has gotten overrun with a lot of toxic products. But we come at it from an angle of health and wellness and providing things in those formulations that you can take in perpetuity. Let's look at our hydration, for example. The sports drink industry is, in my opinion, is a fraud. But without having to call anybody out, what we have really done is created a new category, a category that incorporates 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, that incorporates 500 milligrams of branched-chain amino acid for recovery, like you indicated. When you can only work or hunt or perform as well as you recover. Mm-hmm. If you don't recover, you're going to – most accidents, you know, happen toward the end of the week when people are beat up and they just get wore out. You know, when you go hunting, everybody wants to hunt on day one. Who wants to hunt on day five? You know, so our product helps with muscle tissue recovery, mental recovery, obviously the hydration aspect, and cognition. So it's a great formula. Again, I'm just the guy that was lucky enough to meet really, really smart people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I put myself in that same category because I've been talking with you and learning from you for all these years now. It's got to be at 46, I think, is when I was physically in my absolute best shape. And I'm working to get back to that. But there was a lot of things involved. You know, I mean, you turned me on to the meal replacement shake, to the lean life. And now you have the greens, the concentrated greens, which, I mean, there's so much that we have gotten away from as people in a natural diet that we now have to find supplements to. And greens are really one of those things that we're going back to.
Well, there's no question, you know, and sometimes people, they overthink it. I mean, all supplementation is, first of all, we as a company, we promote healthy eating lifestyles. We're not sitting there telling you you're going to live on our product.
Right.
But there's no question the analysis of the soil today would certainly turn your head and show you that what used to be in the supply chain today is not in there, which is why you have 80% of the country deficient in vitamin D and zinc. So, yeah, we're just really proud. And our shakes, like you're talking about, taste like $1 million, and they're just – they're powerhouses, including 9 grams of fiber, which you do not see in processed foods whatsoever. Most Americans, you're supposed to consume about 30 to 35 grams of fiber a day. Average American consumes 8 grams of fiber. And we wonder why we have digestive problems and colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so that just I want to give people confidence that that we are what we say we are. I have a lot of distrust for the nutritional industry because most companies are gone in 2 years, so they'll put whatever they want on a label. Our products are manufactured in facilities that they're called NSF, and we don't even allow a formulation to enter the building that could cause a cross-contamination. We test our boxes for fungus. So it's a high-end company with a price point that everybody can enjoy.
Absolutely. Coach Mark Paulson, wilderness athlete, joining us right now. He's going to join us for another segment after we get some through some commercials here. So, Coach, if you don't mind hanging on, I'd really appreciate it. And, you know, I'd love to talk to you more about some of the newer things that are there. So if you don't mind hanging on, I appreciate it.
Sure will.
All right. Coach Mark Paulson, wilderness athlete, joining us here. And, again, I buy my own stuff. This is me calling a friend in. Just to talk about health and nutrition here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
To everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors, thank you. From Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son. Be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world at wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up our podcast there, find out what we've got going on. And if you have something going on, you have a group or an event coming up that you want to share, by all means, please let me know via our Facebook page or our website. Again, wildmichiganradio.com. And we are speaking with my friend, Coach Mark Paulson, from Wilderness Athlete. You can find them at wildernessathlete.com. And Coach, real quickly, I got to tell you, I was so excited to go into one of our local big box stores and notice that Wilderness Athlete was on the shelf. That was at Sportsman's Warehouse on the west side of Lansing, for those of you listening. I mean, they've got a good line of your products there. And it's been, you know, it's been nice to see you getting into those big box stores. Of course, it's always available at wildernessathlete.com. But you know, I'd like to be the guy to go out and get it when I need it. And fortunately, I mean, they keep a pretty good supply of it as well.
Yeah, we've been fortunate there. I mean, sometimes big box stores aren't what everybody thinks they are. But Sportsman's Warehouse has been a real good partner. I flew to Salt Lake City, met with them 15 years ago. And so we've had a great relationship with them. The challenge we have just being on a shelf is, you know, most of the people that work there, and I don't mean to disparage them at all because there's really no way they could. They're not real savvy in terms of what each product does.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that go in there have to kind of have a bit of an education prior to going in there. Certainly, the names kind of explain exactly what it is, but I'm an educator at heart. I want people to know why. I want them to look under the hood. I want them to ask good questions, tough questions, and feel, you know, like I said, really good about their purchases. And then you have a customer for life.
You know, my wife always waits in the car when I go in to pick it up, or she sends me on my own, because I always give every cashier a lesson as to why I'm buying this. And it's just like, you know, she's like, really? I'm like, yes, I have to, because this stuff is so important to me. I want somebody else to know how good this is and how important it can be to them. I think it's kind of funny that it's gotten to that point. But, you know, there's very few things that I will heartily endorse in my life. I mean, I'm very, very skeptical about a lot of things. But, you know, things like Conquest Sense, our good friends Doug and Karen Roberts, Not Just Guns with Mike Green, United Deer Farmers of Michigan. These are all people that are on this show and have been with us for a while, and it's because they believe in me, but I also believe in them equally. And products like Lucky Buck, who, you know, is basically a wilderness athlete for deer, you know, even though they're not our sponsor, they're a Michigan company and a product I believe in wholeheartedly and will tell the world about them. So, and that's what's important. And you guys have put together such a impressive line of products for everybody. I mean, from the person like me that's just doing a daily routine to somebody that's really into the physical aspects of health.
Well, it's funny, and you brought up a good illustration, is, you know, sometimes people poo-poo supplements. I get everything I need from my food I eat, all that fun stuff. Well, when you look at the deer world, you take a deer with superior genetics and give him bad nutrition, and then you contrast it with really good minerals, vitamins, nutrition, and watch what happens to their racks. I mean, they just develop these monstrosities. Well, that's from good nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's good supplementation. So I laugh at people, and I, you know, I'm not here to save the world and change everybody's mind. If they want to do that, that's, do what you want to do. It's free country. But you cannot tell me. I've seen kids who trained hard and took great supplementation. I've seen kids train hard and not take anything. There's a big difference.
Now, Coach, you guys have followed suit with, I mean, I don't want to say trends, but things that are coming to light, like the whole keto diet thing. You guys have really put some things together for that as well. I mean, you're not leaving anybody out.
No, well, you know, it's a savvy generation. The younger people are looking for certain things, and some of it's buzzwords, but again, we don't do things based on bad science. But
mm-hmm.
The keto diet itself has got some real positives to it. So you want to address the marketplace, and we've done very well there, and we enjoy that. Now, we're not going to come out with a product that has, you know, it can only attract a few people here and there. We're not out there for that. But if there's a large enough segment of the population that's looking for something and we can provide it, we'll certainly look at it and perhaps bring a product out, like you indicated, with some of the shakes that we have, the paleo shakes and some of the keto-friendly, some of the MCTs that we have now that you can put in your coffee, medium-chain triglycerides to help your body function better. So, yeah, it's been interesting, and we came out with some Nugenic products this year that help with mental focus, the mind, and trust me, I'm sick. Going to be 62 this year. I need all the support I can get in those synapses in my brain, trust me. So it's been fun to watch the company grow and be a part of this thing.
Yeah, you know, from when we first started our relationship with conversations and products and the like, I mean, I can still to this day go back and through and tell you everything. And there was not one thing, you know, I would adjust things here and there, you know, like some of the flavors you guys have come out with, the energy and focus and the hydrate and recover, or the meal replacement, or the bars, the rebars are just phenomenal. I mean, I will say this because I'm a very picky eater, but there hasn't been much put in front of me that you guys have made that I won't eat and actually enjoy.
Well, we go through an awful lot of iterations, you know, with product sampling and our staff, and we try them, and then we say, listen, this is good, but not good enough, or we need to knock that back a bit. Or so hopefully by the time we come to market, we've got things dialed in pretty darn good. And of course, the greatest indicator is the marketplace, because if you don't have it dialed in, you're not going to get a bunch of repeat orders. And I think we saw like an increase in 7,000 customers last year alone. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're moving on, and people like yourself that help us spread the message. You know, we're really just about helping people live a healthier life, Duran. You know that.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is too, you don't have to be an athlete. This is good for everyday use. And you know, look, we talk about how we just go through our routine throughout the course of the year. Then come October, you know, mid-September, all of a sudden we're in a hurry to get tree stands out, to get cameras out and ready, to, you know, things of that nature. I mean, November 15th is firearm deer season. November 14th, the ranges are flooded because people have to, you know, get their guns sighted in. You know, unfortunately, that's kind of how it is with health. A lot of times it's not a big deal until there's a crisis.
Well, you're right. That's being reactive, and we as a nation have been reactive for the most part. Can't make a sweeping statement because some people are just actually overboard on their health, which I applaud. But at the same time, it's amazing how a couple of adjustments. Nobody wants to be overwhelmed. Let's take my mother, for example. She had open heart surgery at 80 or at 78. She's now 85. And she started using she loves strawberry shakes,
mm-hmm.
one shake a day with our multivitamin and our fish oil. That's what she does. And she's running around like nobody's business at age 85. That's what I'm saying. You make a couple adjustments, and that would be a really good start, because if you have one shake that replaces a meal, we'll cut down, because our shakes are only, you know, going to be 150 calories.
Mm-hmm.
Do that, and you watch how much better you feel. You'll probably tend to lose 15 to 20 pounds in a given year just from calorie reduction. You get our vitamin in you with some fish oils, and that alone would, if I could just build a company by promoting those three for the average American, then what happens is they get in our queue and they start to say, boy, this stuff's incredible. What else you got? Which leads to our hydration,
sure,
and our energy. And like you said, mixing them together is the one. So, you know, health is a journey, but you got to get your toes in the water.
Absolutely. You know, and that's what we, you know, a lot of people make those resolutions at the beginning of the year. You know, this is what we want you to do is me personally, again, because this has done so much for me on a health level and everything else. But I just want people to know that it's there. It's available either online at wildernessathlete.com. You can find out, you know, there's a locator, I'm sure, on the website and find where these products are. And just, man, I tell you, I couldn't be happier using them, buying them myself and enjoying them. And, you know, it's that time of year that we're thinking about getting back outdoors. So, Coach, as always, man, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for your words of encouragement and wisdom.
My pleasure, Durant. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Coach, hang on the line. I'm going to talk to you here in a second. I want to thank all our friends at Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. Get online for their Wednesday night auctions. Our friends at Conquest Sense in Davison, Michigan, and the United Deer Farmers of Michigan as well. All great people helping you bring you this show week in, week out here on the Michigan Talk Network. I'm Duran Martinez. We'll see you.